This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli police say a truck rammed into a group of soldiers Sunday in Jerusalem, killing four of them, all in their 20s. Officials say 15 soldiers were wounded in that attack, including two who were critically injured. Speaking at the scene of the attack, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attacker has been identified, and according to all the signs, he was a supporter of the Islamic State. He said Israel has blockaded Jabal Makaber, the East Jerusalem neighborhood where the truck driver lived, and is planning other measures to prevent similar attacks. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in capital Baghdad. In one attack, the suicide car bomber set off his explosives at the entrance of a busy market Sunday in a mainly Shiite district. At least 13 people were killed in the blast that was claimed by the Islamic State. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran accused of killing five people and wounding six others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down after Friday's attack, reopened gradually on Saturday with reports of security delays and long lines throughout. This is VOA News. The Taliban has dismissed American plans to send an extra 300 troops to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province as nothing but an attempt to lend morale. Meantime, senior American diplomat Thomas Shannon has assured Afghan leaders that Washington's commitment to their country will continue under the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Shannon was in Kabul and he told reporters the purpose of this visit was to underscore the strong partnership between the two countries. Around 8,500 American troops are in Afghanistan, training, advising, and assisting local forces in their battle against the resurgent Taliban. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari said his government is not resting in its efforts to find the remaining Chibok girls that are still held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. Marking the 1,000th day of the girls' abduction, the president said on Twitter, "I'm hopeful that soon the community, Nigeria, and indeed the world, will welcome the remaining girls back home." He also commended the country's security agencies for their role in rescuing some of the girls. Last week, Nigerian soldiers found one of the lost girls. An official with the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico, has been shot and wounded. Authorities are trying to identify a suspect. No motive is known for the shooting there in Mexico. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the suspect's arrest. A cold wave across Europe has left at least two dozen people dead in the past 2 days alone, including several migrants and homeless people, with the frigid temperatures expected to continue in the coming days. Five Portuguese tourists were killed and 27 others injured Sunday when their bus crashed off an icy highway in central France before dawn on what is locally known as the Road of Death. The 40-seat bus was on its way to Switzerland. According to authorities, it appeared that the driver lost control of the vehicle because of ice on the road. 10 victims of the cold perished in Poland, where temperatures were as low as minus 14 degrees Celsius. In Italy, the cold has been blamed for 7 deaths, including 5 homeless people, 2 of them Polish nationals. Many of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices are scheduled to appear at Senate confirmation hearings in the coming week, even though some of them have not yet completed a required ethics review intended to ensure that they will face no conflicts of interest after becoming part of the government. Walter Shaw, director of the Nonpartisan Office of Government Ethics, has written to the Senate leaders complaining that several of the very wealthy nominees have not filed important documents. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.